chasing a title shot. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. And a big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com.
AEW.
AEW's World Title Eliminator Tournament is underway. Two first-round matches are set for a special Saturday Night Dynamite live from Orlando, Florida, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Bryan Danielson versus Dustin Rhodes and Lance Archer versus Eddie Kingston. The winners will meet in the tournament semifinals on next Friday's Rampage. On the other half of the bracket, Orange Cassidy is already through to the semifinals. He caught Powerhouse Hobbs in the mousetrap for the pin on Friday night's Rampage. Cassidy now awaits the winner of Jon Moxley versus 10. That match is set for this coming Wednesday's Dynamite. The bracket for the TBS Championship Tournament was unveiled on Friday night's Rampage. It's a 12-woman field with four of those women, Thunder Rosa, Jade Cargill, Nyla Rose, and Chris Statlander, getting first-round byes. The tournament begins on Saturday night's Dynamite with Ruby Soho versus Penelope Ford. The winner advances to face Statlander. Wednesday's Dynamite will have another first-round match, which is a rematch between Serena Deeb and Hikaru Shida. That winner moves on to face Nyla Rose. The other two first-round matches, The Bunny versus Red Velvet, and Jamie Hayter versus Anna Jay. Anna Jay lost via submission to AEW Women's Champ Dr. Britt Baker on Friday night's Rampage. Also on Saturday night's Dynamite, we're going to get the third encounter between Cody Rhodes and Malakai Black. Cody attacked Black at the end of Friday night's Rampage. Black had just made an unexpected appearance after Pac used a roll-up to pin Andrade El Idolo. Black attacked Pac before Cody intervened. Also just added to Saturday's Dynamite, Jungle Boy versus Brandon Cutler.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling presents its Bound for Glory pay-per-view Saturday night, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, live from Las Vegas. The card is headlined by two clashes of generations. Christian Cage defends the Impact World Championship in the main event against Josh Alexander, and Knockouts champ Deonna Purrazzo defends her title against Mickey James. The Inspiration, the former Iconics Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay, make their Impact debuts. They will challenge Decay's Rosemary and Havoc for the Knockouts tag titles. Trey Miguel, Steve Macklin, and New Japan's El Phantasmo meet in a three-way for the vacant X Division Championship. The Good Brothers defend the Impact tag titles in a three-way against Finn Juice and Bullet Club's Chris Bay and Hikaleo, plus Violent by Design versus Heath and possibly Rhino, and the 20-person Call Your Shot Gauntlet, with the winner earning a title shot of their choosing. The Countdown to Bound for Glory pre-show, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, will see the crowning of Impact's first digital media champion. It's going to be a six-way, John Skyler versus Crazy Steve versus Fala Ba versus Jordan Grace versus Chelsea Green versus Madison Rain, who is a late substitution for her pal, Tennille Dashwood.
WWE.
WWE resolved the mess involving its top women's singles titles on Friday night's SmackDown. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair simply swapped titles at the end of the show. Lynch now heads off to join the Raw roster as the Raw Women's Champion. Charlotte is now the SmackDown Women's Champ. Brock Lesnar showed up on SmackDown to go after Universal Champion Roman Reigns and anyone else who dared to get in his way. After the dust settled, Adam Pearce announced that Lesnar is suspended indefinitely, so Lesnar returned and dropped Pearce with a pair of F5s. Also on Friday's SmackDown, Happy Corbin beat Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura in a non-title match.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The full card for New Japan's next major show is now out. Power Struggle is coming up on Saturday, November 6th. Shingo Takagi will defend the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Zack Sabre Jr. Also, Hiroshi Tanahashi is set to put his IWGP United States title on the line against Kenta. The official word from New Japan is that Kota Ibushi suffered a separated right shoulder during Thursday's G1 Climax final. There is no timetable for his return. Tonight's New Japan Strong has a Texas bull rope match between Juice Robinson and Hikuleo, plus Will Ospreay and a mystery partner versus Carl Fredericks and Clark Connors. The NWA returns to pay-per-view on Sunday. The show is By Any Means Necessary. The NWA World's Heavyweight Champion Trevor Murdoch and Nick Aldis team up to face Aldis's former mates, Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis. Plus NWA Women's World Champion Camille in a 2-out-of-3 falls match against Kenzie Page. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, October 23rd. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend, get some rest, and make sure you subscribe to this feed so you don't miss our next update. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.